All right, welcome back. Part two of the Daily Podcast. And DJ Tom Lynch is spinning up a winner for the losers. It's back. I'm a loser, baby. So let's get right into it. All right, look, the reality is, as we get into the... we're going to go the top four, but number one has a place all by himself, so we'll do that in the third and final segment. The Green Bay offense looked absolutely pathetic. And yes, I understand it's the first week of the preseason, but follow me here, because there's some method to my madness sometimes. The Packers last year towards the tail end of the season really got a case of the dropsies. Their offense, their wide receivers couldn't catch a cold, couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. And so the thing that concerns me is that if you watched that game last night, it was the ESPN game, they dropped again. That first unit dropped about two or three balls. And so you look at it and you're like, well, what did we learn here? Well, I don't necessarily know. It's concerning me. That take that away and look at the offensive line play. Aaron Rodgers, had he played more than one series or two series, might have gotten killed last night. There might have been a death in San Diego last night, and it might have been Aaron Rodgers. And so Mike McCarthy got rid of him early. The hook, whoop, you're gone. And so Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, they need to shore that offensive lineup, Tom, or they're going to absolutely have problems this season. That left tackle is going to get Aaron Rodgers killed.
I'm okay with that.
And he's okay with that because he won't have him on his team. How about this? The Buffalo running game, and it didn't exist. When Ryan Fitzpatrick was in the game for 14 plays, he passed every single down. And not one rushing attempt. And I don't know, they went no huddle. Look, if that's what they're going to run during the regular season, because you would think that first game, kind of get the kinks out. Well, they tried to get the kinks out all right and didn't look overly spectacular either in doing so. Fred Jackson didn't play, and so there is that. But the Buffalo running game, absolutely anemic and inept. They didn't have one. Let's talk about the top quarterbacks. We talked a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, so we'll lay off him a little bit. The other three, Mike Vick, Drew Brees, and Tom Brady. Wow, what a great start for those three. Yeah, Vick nearly breaks his thumb on his left hand, on his center's helmet, on his follow-through. X-ray is negative, by the way. But Tom Brady and Drew Brees didn't look spectacular or special at all. Now I get it. It's week one. They'll get things squared away. But definitely something to watch, as you figured when I saw the schedule come out, I'm like, well, that's a marquee game of the night. There's going to be some points put up there. What was it, like 14-13? Something like that. I mean, it was just ridiculous. And so not a great start by the offenses of either of those teams. They will definitely come around, though. So that is, what is that, 1, 2, 3? Yeah, we'll count the quarterbacks as a couple. And so we've got one more to go. The number one failure of the and loser of the night next on FantasyVictory.com.